In his first direct remarks towards Iran, Biden cautioned the country that has known links to both Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. It comes following Hamas's fighters' attack on southern Israel on Saturday and Hezbollah rockets being fired from Lebanon into northern Israel over the last few days. The US has condemned the actions of both groups, but fears additional support and funding for them from Tehran. Biden is also facing a backlash at home, taking a hammering from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle for his administration's plan to unfreeze $6 billion of Iran's assets as part of a deal to free US hostages. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.